What is an infection prevention and control program? An infection prevention and control program, IPC program, is an evidence and risk-based comprehensive system that promotes a culture of patient safety, sets policies and infection control procedures to minimize or reduce healthcare-associated infections, HAIs, in hospitals and other healthcare settings, monitors compliance, and addresses the need to continuously improve policies and procedures structured with evidence-based practices. Need for an IPC program. The first infection prevention and control efforts in the United States began in hospitals in the 1950s, concurrent with the growth of intensive care and increasing staphylococcal infections. Since then, infection prevention and control programs, IPCPs, have steadily and significantly evolved in the light of changing national and regional regulations, guidelines from professional and nonprofit organizations, and conditions for participation in or coverage from large insurance payers. For example, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. Such payers influence organizational and strategic goals, and thus IPCPs, by making reduced payments or levying penalties for hospital-acquired conditions, HACs, including HAIs, that are expensive or occur in high volume, would require a higher payment and could reasonably have been prevented by applying evidence-based guidelines. Goals and objectives. Arising from risk assessments, organizational strategic goals, and regulatory requirements and accreditation standards guide the IPC program. Goals are desirable outcomes that are clearly but broadly stated. For example, reducing the CLABSI are by the end of the year. Objectives, on the other hand, are well-defined, measurable actions that help forward IPC program goals. For example, standardizing central line insertion practices through implementation of CLABSI insertion bundle with training and return demonstrations completed for all teams by the end of the first quarter. Various quality improvement and patient safety activities have arisen out of the pressure to set achievable goals and measurable objectives for reducing HAIs, including value-based purchasing, evidence-based best practices, human factors engineering, technology use, safety culture implementation, and public data reporting. IPC programs are an ethical and a cost-saving imperative, ethical, because healthcare providers must use a person-centered approach for maintaining the highest achievable functional status for individuals while still avoiding preventable infections. And cost-saving, because the cost of HAIs is quite high. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, estimates that HAIs in U.S. hospitals cost at least $28.4 billion annually, and can account for another $12.4 billion in broader societal and economic costs due to death and lost productivity. IPC program goals and strategy. Though oversimplified, the three principal goals of an IPC program are as follows. Protect the patient. Protect HCP, visitors, and others in the healthcare environment. Cost-effectively accomplish the prior two goals whenever possible. Every institution is unique, and the specific needs of each must be considered when developing or reorganizing an IPC program. Factors include size, regulatory and accreditation requirements, case mix, geographic location, and types of care provided. An IPC program should have its own strategic plan based on an analysis of organizational needs, issues, risks, and action planning. Healthcare facilities accredited by the Joint Commission, TJC, an accreditation agency operating in over 100 countries, must adopt as recommended guidance a comprehensive IPC program with a detailed strategic plan that prioritizes addressing identified risks for acquiring and transmitting infections. Sets goals that include limiting unprotected exposure to pathogens. B, the transmission of infections associated with procedure. And C, the transmission of infections associated with the use of medical equipment, devices, and supplies. Describes activities, including surveillance, communication and reporting methods, emergency planning, waste disposal, cleaning and disinfection policies, to minimize, reduce, or eliminate the risk of infection. Describes the process for evaluating plan efficacy. At least annually, the IPC team should review, and possibly revise, the strategic plan based on the issues, outbreaks, and investigative findings that arise within the facility. This plan should use specific, measurable, attainable, realistic/relevant, and time-bound, SMART goals, whose core components of IPC programs. The World Health Organization, WHO, has developed a set of core components that should be included in all IPCPs. These components are paraphrased below, with a focus on recommendations for the facility level rather than the national level. Have an IPC program at the healthcare facility level. The IPC program needs a dedicated, trained team for preventing HAIs and antimicrobial resistance, AMR. The IPC program needs clearly defined, measurable objectives based on local epidemiology and priorities. Develop evidence-based guidelines for reducing HAIs and AMR, train relevant HCP on guideline recommendations, and monitor staff adherence. Appropriate IPC expertise is needed to write or modify such recommendations. Adapting to local conditions improves uptake and implementation. Provide IPC education and training as a regular part of onboarding and employee orientation, as well as part of ongoing continuous educational offerings. Use strategies that are participatory, team and task-oriented, and include in-service and simulation training to reduce HAIs and AMR. Training should occur at all organizational levels. Periodically assess HCP knowledge and training program effectiveness. Perform facility-based HAI surveillance to guide IPC interventions, detect outbreaks, and provide antimicrobial stewardship. Provide timely feedback to HCP and stakeholders, including national networks. HAI surveillance requires quality microbiology and laboratory capacity. A committed IPC committee and team and a system for data quality assessment are both important factors. Use multimodal strategies when implementing IPC program goals, such as changing organizational culture, using role models, and following national healthcare quality improvement initiatives. Monitor/audit staff compliance and provide timely feedback based on IPC standards to promote behavioral changes in individuals and organizational changes with senior administrators, IPC committees, and IPC teams. Organizationally, ensure that HCP staffing levels are adequate for the patient workload. Note that this must take into account the scope of the program, the characteristics of the patient population, and any unique and/or urgent needs of the institution and community, among other considerations. Requirements for a documented IPC program. IPCPs are organized around local guidelines and regulations to optimize quality healthcare. They are also influenced by various payer models, of which there are many. Countries may have specific regulatory requirements for a documented IPC program, at least one trained IP, an antibiotic stewardship program, a QAPI program,